It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We have a reminder today of just how long it can take to recover from a nuclear disaster. A bell rang 25 times in Kiev, Ukraine this morning. It marked 25 years since an explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. That blast in 1986 sent radiation across Europe. Our reports begin with NPR's David Green, who spent yesterday near the nuclear facility.
I'm just a short drive from the Chernobyl plant. I'm standing at the police checkpoint, and the area inside is restricted. It's largely still a wasteland. Outside, you look around, and it's a beautiful part of Ukraine. It's forest and fields. Now, this road that leads towards the plant, back in 1986, thousands of people crossed this very point. They were ordered by the Soviet government to go respond to the disaster. They headed in. They were exposed to radiation. 25 years later, a lot of the survivors have memories, and I came here with two of those men.
Anatoly Kutlar remembers driving to Chernobyl like it was yesterday. The former firefighter led 19 men into Chernobyl as the reactor was burning. Today we call them first responders. At the time, the Soviet government had a different name, liquidators. They fought fires, cleaned up, and provided security.
We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know anything about it, but we were proud to do something because our motherland gave us an order, and we are proud to fulfill this order.
A quarter century later, no one knows what their heroism cost. Of the 20 men in Kutlar's fire brigade, 4 have died. One man had a brain tumor, another leukemia, and Kutlar is convinced at least those two died because of radiation. His fellow liquidator, 58-year-old Alexander Zenchenka, spent 2 weeks providing security at Chernobyl following the accident. He remembers doctors telling him it could take 25 years for radiation poisoning to show symptoms. When we first went to the hospital, they told us it would get worse and worse, and little by little it has, he said. Zenchenka said he has a blood disease that requires frequent transfusions. Like so many other liquidators, he's been fighting his government for years to provide more money for his health care.
Priority measures have been taken to deal with the consequences of the accident.
Certainly from the start, the Chernobyl accident was downplayed. When fire broke out the morning of April 26, 1986, the Soviet government was gearing up for its annual May holidays to celebrate workers and victory in World War II. And news coverage of Chernobyl suggested things weren't so bad.
At present, levels of radioactivity at the power station and in its immediate vicinity have been stabilized.
But over the coming weeks, it became clear the accident had altered the way of life in central Ukraine. Families would live forever with unanswered questions about their health. In the summer of 1986, Alla Pugacheva, an iconic Soviet pop singer, visited Chernobyl and told people, for better or worse, this nuclear facility would always be part of their world. She lifted spirits here with her song, Sto Druzhey, about how everyone has 100 faithful friends. Her message has always echoed here. There's not much mobility in post-Soviet Ukraine. People still live in houses they built in Soviet times, and so neighbors who lived through Chernobyl remain together. They've all been watching news coverage of the nuclear accidents in Japan, and it's reopened some wounds. Yelena Zinchenka, the wife of Alexander, the liquidator I met, said she's been struck by the Japanese government's response to their crisis. They'll find a way to protect their people, she said. Not like in our country, where people had nothing but their own resources. I do hope people in Japan overcome this sooner than we have. David Green, NPR News, Kiev.